Proclamation number 5378, dated the April 29th, 1952. The will is judged even if the deed cannot be accomplished. The will is judged even if the deed cannot be accomplished. Yet it always has to be said to you that the will cannot be expressed through words. Instead, the will itself is assessed by me. What you feel in your heart, what arises in you as a wish which moves you into action, whether to do good or evil, that is the will which determines your spiritual process of development and for which you will have to be answerable one day. The will has been placed into you, otherwise you cannot be described as beings, and this will in you is free, it cannot be determined by anyone. Understand this correctly. The will in you is not subject to compulsion, even though you can be prevented from implementing your will. Therefore, I say your will is judged, which thus can aim towards right or wrong. And therefore it can never be disputed that you humans have free will, even if you often cannot accomplish what you want because other people or I myself oppose your will, and the strength of this will either lets you carry out or prevent your intention. The fact that my will often opposes people's will merely serves for their spiritual perfection, but it will never be able to enslave the human being's will. The will, however, is determined by the human being's thinking. And again, this thinking can be right or wrong depending on the degree of love which is kindled in a person. This love is divine strength and flows to every being. A heart which allows itself to be touched by this strength also accepts the flow of kind thoughts and directs its will correctly, whereas the influx of unpleasant thoughts originating from a heartless fear will, understandably, be caught by an equally heartless person. Therefore his will is inclined towards evil even if the human being cannot implement it. His will, however, is enough to make him sinful, that is, his thoughts and intentions oppose me and consequently result in appropriate consequences. And thus it can only ever be stressed that right thoughts and right intentions can only be summoned by a loving person, for love puts everything right. The human being must surrender himself with all his will, because through love his thinking can only be good and inclined towards me, whom he recognizes as his creator and father of eternity. His will must aim towards everything that leads to me, even if it is prevented by an opposing will, because I myself will pull a person who, by way of love, has acquired the right to possess me. And since every person is capable of loving and thus can think and want correctly, he is also accountable for this will of his, and therefore everyone will be judged according to his will. Amen.